This is my very most favorite thing for you to get to be authentic, genuine, and sincere about. It is really, really cool. In order to do this next part, you have to start with your purpose for dating. So imagine that you have fulfilled your purpose for dating. If what you want is a girlfriend, now you have a girlfriend. You know, if what you want is a lifelong partner, now you have a lifelong partner. If what you want is a sexual partner, you now have a sexual partner. Whatever your purpose for dating is, you now have that person in that kind of arrangement in your life. So you have to start with imagining that. The unthinkable has happened. So it's happened. You're there. Now, what you need to figure out is assuming that you're in that relationship, whatever the configuration is, there's some questions for you to ask yourself, to figure out for yourself. And what this has to do with is, what is it that you want to give in that relationship? And what is it that you want to get in that relationship? So you could call this your give-get, or you could call this your provide-receive, whatever works for you. But this is really, you're now in that relationship. What are you giving and what's coming back to you? Now, to figure out the answer to these questions, I have some sub-questions to give you, okay? So the first question is, assuming you're now in that type of relationship, what are you willing to provide for the other person? What are you willing to provide? So willing mean, you know, you're not thrilled to provide it, but you know it works. You know guys need that, or you need gals need that, and you're willing to provide that. Is that clear? What is you're willing to provide? So these would be the things that you know work, that, you know, women or men have needed in the past, and you're willing to provide that. Like, you're willing to provide sex. Generally a good thing to be willing to provide in a romantic relationship. So the first one is willing to provide. What are you willing to provide? You know, are you willing to provide sex? Are you willing to provide financial support? Are you willing to provide the trash can listening? You know, are you willing to provide, if you're a woman, are you willing to provide transition time, that you'll honor transition time instead of throw the baby at him when he walks through the front door? What are you willing to provide? Then the next question is, what are you hoping to provide? What are you hoping to provide? So what this has to do with is that we all have gifts that we're just dying to give. We just so wish somebody wanted that from us, that someone would want it, that someone would appreciate it. For me, it was cooking. I love to cook for people. And so when I married my first husband, I just assumed I would cook. And he never wanted me to cook. For some women, that would be a relief. For me, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken that he never wanted me to cook for him. In my relationship with Greg and my children, sitting at the dinner table and having them compete with each other about whether or not I'm the best cook in the United States, the world, the universe, or the galaxy, that's really cool. I come home from vacation and my daughter say, Mom, please will you cook tonight? I'm so tired of other people's food. You know, or my other daughter, they like to think, oh, we need Mom's food bad. I'm in heaven. I want to give this, and they value it highly. My husband, one time my husband and I were in a class together, and the people around us were just stunned because he rubbed my back for 3 hours. I was in heaven. You know, I think if I was touched enough, I wouldn't have to eat. And he's just shocked that I'm always happy for him to touch me. He's so wanted to give that. Do you know, rubbing somebody's back, or he wanted to give that, and there have been other people who did not want that. Do you know, he'd be like, you know, don't touch me. What are you doing? Go away.